Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues we care about. I'm your hostess, Sunday Shamar, in Washington. Tonight, skin lightening.
What about all the dark-skinned ladies? Are they not getting their men?
They are getting.
It depends on who you are, not the color of your skin or how you look. To me, actually, that's right. How I feel. So, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't do it. And I don't respect anybody that does.
But the men have jumped into it so
exactly.
hard.
They've jumped it so hard. Yeah. They've
jumped into it so hard. Mm-hmm. And you look at... Can you imagine a man's knuckles?
Well, skin lightening is the practice of using substances, mixtures, or physical treatments to lighten skin color. And this is according to the dictionary. But is this practice helping people? Is it healthy? Is it attracting men and women alike? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to the show my colleagues from the Zimbabwe service, the one and only Tatenda Gumbo. Welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's good to have you back in the new years.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year as well. And again, for the first time in the new years, the one and only, English's one and only, David Vendi from African Beat. You're getting the beat tonight in this program, my friend.
All right. It's good to be back. It's been a while, you know.
I know. It's been a while for you, Dave. It's good to have you back.
I know. It's good.
And now our regular. She's always here. This is the one and only, Mariam Bogaji.
Thank you for having me back again.
Thank you. Tonight, let's talk. We'll be discussing skin lightening. Now, according to this rapper and dancehall artist, Vybz Kartel, he said he did skin lightening because it was a stunt and it was done simply to gain shock value. This is according to the interview he did with a radio station in New York, Hot 97. But anyway, why is he doing it? It is very common in Jamaica. Is that true? What about Africa? What about Congo? What about Kenya? What about Nairobi and other places? And what about Ghana? The other day in Ghana, they disqualified candidates with bleached skin and stretch marks. This was the Ghanaian Immigration Service. And this story was created by BBC because the spokesman said such marks or such skin might bleed during strenuous training. So it's not healthy to have a person with that kind of skin. Wow. But I'm just wondering, hey guys, they say all these kind of things, but why people are still doing it? Anyway, I spoke to my colleague Hafsa from the Health Service, and I wanted to know her take.
Well, I don't blame the men, actually. I blame the women, because as a woman, you're supposed to do something that would please you, like yourself, not anybody else. If a person doesn't like you the way you are, then fine. You shouldn't even like him. And then all these men that are saying they like fair ladies, they can go find their fair ladies, and then you can be with your dark skin and proud. So I don't actually blame the men at all. I blame the women for doing something to please someone else.
Okay.
And, you know,
yeah.
And the funny thing is, like, some time ago,
uh-huh.
ladies were, you know, ashamed of
bleaching, yeah, just,
because it's like I know you're dark, and then now this I
all
just
of a sudden
see,
you all change
of a sudden,
your skin color.
Yeah. So, but now like they're all proud.
They're even
what
proud
you
of
doing?
It.
Oh, I'm actually bleaching my skin. I'll be like, really? Are you telling me that? She's like, yes, because I have to do it. If not, I'm not gonna get married. So, okay.
Oh, you see
okay.
now. You see what her point
yeah.
was then? Because
okay.
she says if she doesn't do it, she won't get married.
But that's their perception.
And she wants
and
to get married.
That's not true.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What about all the dark-skinned ladies? Are they not getting their men?
They are getting.
It depends on who you are, not the color of your skin or how you look. To me, actually, that's
right.
how I feel. So, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't do it. And I don't respect anybody that does that.
Okay. What about education, health education? What about places that have that ability?
Yeah.
Do they process and tell people?
They're
do you think they
proud.
Have an idea of what is going on?
Most of them do, and they'll be like, no, it's not going to get to that. Because I can remember, like, in northern Nigeria, there's this lady that I know. that she does, you know, she does bleach her skin.
Okay.
And I was like, do you know, like, the implication, the health implication of this? She said, yes. They said, if you have surgery, there's no way they can stitch you or something like that. And then I'm not going to have surgery. I said, how did you know? And she's like, I know I'm not going to have surgery. I said, okay, that's fine. So,
how
I mean,
you know?
People know.
Yeah.
They know the health implication, but they still do it because they want to do it. Maybe they don't think they're going to stay. I don't know. They just do it because they want to do it. They don't actually look at the implication,
right,
what's going to happen to them.
Right.
And even doctors all the time, you know, they keep telling people, please do not bleach your skin. Even if not for surgery, there's this cancer. There are a lot of, you know, diseases,
right,
that come with it.
Uh-huh.
And there's this, like, bad smell that comes with, you know, bleaching. Because if most people that know what bleaching is, if they, you know, if they perceive a smell, they'll be able to tell you if this lady bleaches or not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really.
Now, tell me something. There is people who are bleaching with their skin with this, all this kind of lotions, and there's people taking pills. Is that true?
Yes. Some people take pills because that's more uniform. Mm. It gives you a uniform complexion. But, you know, when you do with the cream and then you're not an expert in it. So when it will be like Fanta face and Coke body, as they say it all the time. But when you do the pills, I mean, you'll be just...
Even out.
Yeah. And then when people ask you, you'll be like, oh, I'm just relaxed and I don't go under the sun. That's why I look this light.
Thank you, Hafsa. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing skin lightening. And now, back to the studio. David Vandy is always going to be ladies first. So let us allow our ladies here. We have Tatenda Gumbo. Tatenda, you're from Zimbabwe, but South Africa also, this thing is common? Or in Zimbabwe, is it common? We see this thing happening all the time. Why people do this?
I think, first and foremost, most people believe that light is better.
Really?
Unfortunately, it's been kind of indoctrinated into society. So no matter where you go, if you're here in the States, you see that a lot within, like, the Black community. If you're in the Caribbean, if you're in South America, you see that. If you're in Asia, places like India, same thing.
India, of all the places. India, too?
Yeah, I have friends that I grew up with who were Vietnamese, and they would even say Koreans were the quote-unquote best because they were the fairest skin.
Really?
So I think it's just part of society, and somewhere along the way, someone decided that the lighter you are, the better you are.
Really?
Yeah. So people strive for that, and it's unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
But it's become a trend that people follow, and it's dangerous,
okay,
not to mention.
Yes, it is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Mariam Bugaji.
Yeah?
Tell me. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? It's dangerous. It's not healthy. But come on now. People are doing it. Celebrities and all those kinds of people. And in Ghana and Nigeria, tell me, what's the situation in Nigeria? You're from there.
Oh, my God. Do you know Nigeria has the highest
level of bleach
product?
David is like,
I remember, like, there was, like, the World Health Organization had, like, a statistic that showed, yes, Nigerians are, like, the highest users of bleaching cream.
Wow.
And it's so sad. It's so sad because, as Tatenda said, it's what, you know, light, if you're lighter skin, you have, like, you know, the more you're European, you look like, you know, your centric standard of beauty is considered, you know, that's what's desirable and what's considered beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you look at, like, magazines or a lot of, like, you know, everywhere you look at, oftentimes they put, like, the lighter skin women or, like, the white people, and those are considered what is beautiful. So everybody wants to, you know, look beautiful, and it became, like, a self-esteem, self-hate issue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the skin that you have. Like, you want to look better, so you have all this cream. So it doesn't really matter as long as you're desirable. Yeah. So,
well, we have David in the house. David Evendi, the one and only. Tell me, David, is this something that bringing men to think, okay, women are beautiful because they're lighter? Do we have to blame men here?
Well, I'm laughing so hard because...
Yes.
Tatenda, right?
Yes.
Tatenda took it right out of my mouth that it is unfortunate
that
they even think that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is really, really unfortunate to think that way. That you're not even sure of yourself. I would say it is probably they have this inferiority complex on lighter skinned people. And so they want to be like them. And they've been brainwashed to think that any skin color that is lighter is better. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, that is so, so wrong.
Right.
You know, originally we used to think that more women do bleaching or light skin thing. Mm. But the men have jumped into it so
exactly.
hard.
They've jumped into it so hard. Yeah.
Jumped into it so hard. And you look at, can you imagine a man's knuckles?
I really don't understand that.
Those ones can change.
The guys are so, you know, your body is all built up and you have this, they start bleaching their skin, especially those who are now into the movies.
Yeah.
You know, especially these movie stars, they take this thing as if, come on, you have to be light skinned for what?
Wow.
So that women will look at you. Men used to say, when women are light-skinned, they look at them first. Well, when I was growing up, I tell you, if they tell you that light-skinned lady that is going there is David's girlfriend, tell them it's a lie.
Really?
If they tell you that dark-skinned one that is going there, say, let me go and ask him first. You know?
It might be.
Because, you know, let's take, for example, you know, the more you bleach your skin, the more you take the natural skin out, your skin gets lighter. So, you see, if they burn them in Ghana, I'm not surprised. Mm. The skin gets lighter, and the odor is different. It's going to be different.
Wow.
You start smelling like rank.
Ooh.
I may be hard, but that's the reality.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think most people, which is also confusing, is that you're lightening your skin with some product that, you know, it hasn't been verified. We don't even know what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
what's interesting is that your skin doesn't respond properly to it. So a lot of people who bleach have a discoloration one, and they have all these bumps. They have sores, they have bumps, because when you do it too much, your skin reacts to it. So now you're taking yourself from, you probably were a very, very beautiful, attractive person, to now you have a very awkward looking skin.
I know.
And no one's going to find that attractive. So they're taking their whole idea away of like this attractiveness is like, I don't know if I want to talk to you with like all these sores on your face and, you know, and you can't even be out in the sun because your skin will react.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. You know what they say in my area of they say mkorogo. Mkorogo means a mix. Because they mix so different chemicals. Mkorogo.
Yeah.
Mkorogo. It's a mix of different chemicals that they don't even know.
You're talking about chemicals?
I'm telling you.
Let me tell you about where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
From Sierra Leone in West Africa, when they started this bleaching thing, you know what they used, what the girls used to use?
Yeah.
Caustic soda.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay. Yep. Exactly. That's what they used to use to make sure, you know, you will see them putting that thing all over their body and all this thing, and some of them ended up dying.
Yeah.
Dying.
That's how bad it is. And you say, they call this
fashion.
Or fashion, yeah.
Fashion, come on now.
But listen,
but David, it's because of you, man. Hey, hold on, right there.
No, Sunday, it's not because of me, man. I have told you my story. You tell me your story.
Exactly.
You're going for the light skin or you're going for the dark skin. I'm going for the dark skin. And you have to be natural for me to fall in love
not
with
not just
you.
Any dark skin, natural, right?
You know, David, you're one of the exceptions. I know a lot of men that would tell you, hey, you know any girl you can match make me, if I know anybody to hook them up with.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, like, okay, so what is your criteria? The first thing they would probably tell you, like, you know, I like light skin, you know, and all of that. Like, all the times, I swear to God, that's what I come across. You're one of the exceptions.
I know.
Wow. Well, hold it right there.
Everybody wants light skin.
I know. Hold it right there. Skin lightening.
Sunday, what do you want? What do you like?
For me, I would love to have a natural looking woman.
Those are my lines. Natural.
And also, she could be light skin, okay?
Uh-huh.
But not a creation. Your own natural light skin.
Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Agreed.
Okay. Skin lightening is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington studio with David Vendi, Katinda Gumbo, and Mariam Bogaji. Tonight, we're discussing skin lightening.
The Black Bottle Boys.
Sucking your old bottle. Daddy. Oh. Before the night cuddle, light up the brains. And then we pop bottles, fill their champagne.
perfect and he's there for you. African queen that I need and I want every day is on you. Love baby, you got that kakona. Mando a crack, when you're my chuma. I'll kill the match, you got Maradona. Toki shawaka and we sing along.
Biggest bars everywhere we go, we run the streets. Never gossiping, I'm only with the big talk. Black bottle, so you know it's time for lift up. Big money, so you know I'm living by the code. Born with it, so you know your boy will never fold. Bel Air here, Bel Air there. We gotta have Bel Air everywhere. Bottles on ice, ballin' all night. Black Ferrari boss, steppin' out in all white. No, it's not a secret, meet me at the top. Black bottle boys, we'll never stop.
Okay, but why is skin lightening important to some people, as we have mentioned, celebrities? I spoke to VOA Swahili reporter in Mombasa, Liberty Adede, and I wanted to know his take.
I don't really even understand. It's something crazy over here, specifically in Africa. I don't know what's happening with the youth. Everyone wants to lighten their skin. I think, I don't know, because someone wants to have tattoos on their, I don't know if it's because maybe you attract more people, because maybe ladies would do that to attract the opposite sex, and maybe meet tourists who come down when they come for their holiday in Kenya, to be specific. Or and some men, I don't know, they want to do tattoos, they want to maybe to attract traffic to their social pages, and maybe it looks appealing to women if a young man bleaches, and then maybe it attracts women. I've never understood the specific reason why they do this.
Liberty Adede, I've seen some people in Kenya, really celebrities, some of them proud of doing that, some of them don't even want to mention, but they still do it.
Yes, they do it. And I think also what is happening in the social media and what is happening with... there are some people, there are celebrities in America who have done skin lightening. Some of them have done... they've increased the size of their breasts. They've kind of worked on their shapes. And some of them feel attracted to... They want to be like celebrities. They want to be like socialites. So if you want to get more traffic out of your site or your social media page, then that's what you do. Some of them use it as a means to get employment. There's a lady I know.
Employment? Come on now. Yes. How is that?
There's a lady in Kenya. There's a lady in Kenya. She's called Vera Sidika.
Uh-huh.
She was just a student who schooled here in Mombasa in a school called Southwest. Just a simple girl who just went to college. Then right. A journalist, just a radio presenter in Nairobi, spotted her, and maybe she had a nice figure. Now, after that, it became like a trend. She wanted to be like Kim Kardashian. Mm. So after some time, Vera Sidika just went to the U.S. After some time, she came back telling the whole world, saying it on her social media that she's skin lightened. She was skin lightened. She had increased the size of her boobs. She had gone and then this is increased the size of her behind. All that so that she can, you know, she was a socialite.
Right.
A taxman. She gets money through that.
I've
because
seen,
she's invited in social places, parties of the same.
Yeah, I've seen her calling herself V-Baby.
Yes, V-Baby. You can see her on social media like Facebook.
She's very popular.
Instagram and Twitter.
I mean, she's all over social media. She's very popular on Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. Her pictures are all over the place.
She's very popular in schools even. School girls going to the college girls want to be like her.
Thank you, Liberty Otede. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing skin lightening. And back to the studio. Here's the question. According to the Daily Mail, beauticians in Nairobi, Kenya, claim they have injections that can make their customers look 6 years younger and their skin a shocking 10 shades lighter. And they're gaining a particular popularity in Nairobi's River Road. This is a very busy marketplace and notorious for black market commerce. Tell me about this, David Vandy. You see people doing this, and you know what? A lady named Mercy, she was interviewed, and she said, she was quoted by the Daily Mail, she said that her dream is to be as white as a European. And the motive is this. She says, my husband prefers half-caste women to darker girls, and he's proud to be mine when we go to the nightclub. So the man is proud, like, okay, my woman has turned out from very dark skin to this very light skin. Now, what is going on here?
They're alive. Their lifespan is going to be 10 or 15 years shorter.
Not even younger. They think of younger. Look at the shorter.
Shorter. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's where their lifespan is going to be.
I'm telling you.
And this woman who thinks that her husband wants half-caste or light-skinned women, and you were not light-skinned and you were chosen, that means the man does not even love you in the first place. That is a mistake.
That's true.
She's having all these fantasies about the man loves her. The man does not even love her because naturally she's not light-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
She's dark-skinned who is pretending to be light-skinned, taking off a natural skin. And the man is not going to love you because of that. Because the day you stop, you're going to be darker and mixed.
Even worse.
Have you seen the worst mix and match?
I've seen the knuckles.
Yeah, you can see the knuckles.
And the knees. Uh-huh. Those are the places you can change sometimes.
You can never
actually do have stuff to like get the knuckles like all.
The industry's catching up.
Yeah. That's why they say these days they introduce these injections. So the injections can get the knuckles and the knees cleared out. Yeah.
Injections,
my friend. No, and you don't know what they're injecting you.
You don't. I think that's the main thing, is that you never know. And I will say that there's nothing wrong with enhancement, right? There's nothing wrong with taking who you are and enhancing yourself some way, somehow. So some women wear makeup. Mm. I don't see there's a problem wearing weave. I think if you want to wear a weave, that's okay. But I think when your motive is to become something completely different than what you are, it changes the whole idea of enhancing yourself. So, some things you can do. I mean, if skin lightening were safe, right? Mm. Let's say if there was a procedure that was created that did not have these like adverse side effects, then maybe if you made the choice to do it, then you did it. It does not affect your health or your life. Then I guess in a sense we can kind of say, okay, let them do what they want. But it's also the idea that you want to be something that you're not, and then you're also willing to harm yourself to do it. You're also willing to endanger yourself and like lessen your lifespan, all for the fact to just say that, you know, I'm lighter skinned, whatever it might be. But the ironic thing is that these people's spouses or boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, when they see the actual real thing,
they're
gonna
work
away. Yeah. No, because that's what I'm saying.
That's so, what happened to one person. Yeah. I saw this on Facebook.
So
like,
you're living this facade, but when they see what they actually want, they're gonna be like, this is nice, but let me go, you know? Let me go to this real thing, because she's the real light skinned, you know? You're the fake light skinned.
David, let me tell you, David, there was this guy who decided to divorce his wife because they said he found out the real skin when she got pregnant. When you're pregnant, you can't use those chemicals anymore. So at the time of pregnancy, this woman changed completely. She was a different color. And she's like, wait a minute. What happened here? And he said, this is me.
Yeah,
I was using this cream. The cream is no longer there.
You know, when you said that, let me just tell you about this guy who got married. You know, when women take this heavy makeup and put it all over their face. And this guy, they got married, you know, and the lady was so pretty even before they got married. Whenever they meet, she's all this.
Yeah.
And the day they slept together on their honeymoon, when the guy woke up in the morning, he looked at the wife and asked, who are you? I said, I'm your wife. He said, no, you're not the woman I married yesterday.
And then your mind said that if he's dating any light skinned woman, he would ask her, like, before he proposed, like, I'm gonna tell her to show me a picture of her when she was in secondary school.
No,
you see, Mariam, Mariam, one thing about me is that I don't even wait for you to be in secondary school. I want to see you even when you are at home and you are not all makeup and dressed.
Especially when you wake up in the morning.
Especially when you wake up in the morning. So I want to see you before that time.
You want to show up in the morning.
You'll say FaceTime me now. What's that video now?
Right now. Because otherwise you won't see the real,
yeah,
person.
You know.
I mean, people use a lot of things these days. You know, like selfies. There's something they're using now in
that
in,
clean up that clean.
Yeah,
up
because there's an app called Beautify.
Make it looks like a dog.
I'm telling you. This does everything for you.
People should just really love themselves. I mean, it sounds so ridiculous and so cliche, but it's like, love the skin that you're in. And if you are really chasing something so that someone else will like you for these enhanced changes, then it's not real. And it's so cliche, and it sounds like, oh, Disney, here's the violin. Oh, my. But it's so true. You know, it's like we have to teach.
But are we
women and men?
If we teach women and men, let me ask you this: are we now to blame? Maybe to blame the media in some part because of what you're portraying, as you said, to be this is a beautiful woman, this is a handsome man.
Of course, yeah, I think that representation matters, and I think that of course when we see ourselves in places, when we see ourselves on TV, on adverts, on newspapers, whatever it might be, you should be able to see someone that looks like you, even if it's once or twice, but it should be a varying amount. So if I'm looking at a magazine and every single time I see a woman who's of my age, a woman that I aspire to be, and she's light skinned and she has long hair, then I'm going to say, you know what, maybe that's what I need to get to that point. And so you're going to aspire for that. But if I see somebody that looks like me, who has a short haircut, natural curl, glasses, I'm
like
going to say, you know what?
Hair.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, okay, this is someone who's in a magazine and she's beautiful.
Just like me.
Perfect, fine. So I can be myself. Yeah. So
you think it's okay to look the way you do, accept yourself that way. But
accept yourself that way.
Don't get that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what is interesting is how, while we are trying to bleach our skin, we have white people trying to tan their skin.
Yes,
of course.
And then we get mad.
And we get mad. Yes.
And then we get mad. Yeah. Look at her. She's trying to be black, but you're trying to be white.
No, it's true. It's the reverse. It's the absolute reverse.
It's absolute reverse, right? Why is that like that?
You know, they're trying to get
black. Trying to
tan
and
their skin and look brownish and all this stuff. And then we get mad.
Yeah.
Don't get mad, people. Right.
Get mad. You know,
you're right.
You know, I think the best thing I like from the show today is when Tetenda said, when the man sees the real light skin, and you will pretend to be light skin that you are not.
Oh yeah, then he can tell the
difference. He's gonna chase the one that is natural, and leave you that is the carbon copy.
Exactly.
Which shows you where you wanted to be to begin with. So you wasted your time.
So you better not go for those dreams and just be you, right?
Yeah.
So Natalia, you're telling all the girls listening to you, and I just
be, and the men, please, and the boys too. Just be you.
Well, hold on that there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program with the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored skin lightening. A very big thank you to my colleagues who came to the show. And of course, in the studio, I want to thank you guys. Please, Tetenda, Gumbo, thank you so much for coming back.
You're most welcome.
And of course, on the phone, Mariam Bugaji. Thank you for being here tonight.
No, you're welcome.
And of course, the one and only David Vendi from African Beat.
And it's a pleasure being
here. Let's keep the beat going.
Are we going to keep it? You know, the power of the beat is always in the African beat.
Yes, sir. Amen to that. Well, Jackson Vugani is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be high heels. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Linoma Du and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao. from